You've missed one of the greatest videos to come out, I reckon, through this election lead up. And then you've missed the fact.
It's the peak.
That's ScoMo. And you and I have been laughing about this all morning.
Keep watching it on repeat.
Keeps popping up on the TV as well while we're on air, and then we've got to try and not laugh.
I'm wondering what you get in the giggles about every 30 seconds.
ScoMo was on the campaign trail in Tasmania having a little game of soccer with the boys. School kids too, mind you.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't watching where he was going and accidentally tackled a kid.
It's a bit of a rugby tackle.
Claims that it was a rugby tackle. I think you just meant to, you didn't even mean to do that. I think he was having one of those like unco moments.
Wasn't bad form though.
It was pretty good.
He actually smashed this kid.
Been watching his Cronulla Sharks play, I think.
He's dropped the shoulder.
Yeah.
He's done it. He followed through, went through to the hips. I was actually quite impressed with the move.
The funniest thing is it's kind of like your dad playing soccer with you in the background and doesn't mean to hurt you but kind of accidentally does.
Yeah, kicks the ball flush in your face. Boof.
Because there's no game of backyard sport, cricket, whatever the case may be, without some sort of injury that someone's imposed on another family member.
Uncle Doug's pulled the hammy.
It's always Uncle Doug, though, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You know, Dougie boy.
Dougie.
1-300-468-911. Family fails. What did you do to your brother?
I may have thrown a pot plant at him once and broke his foot.
Why? Were you fighting?
Yeah. I think that came on the back of, okay, I put araldite in his porridge.
You what?
You know, glue.
Dude, you're awful. Why would you do that?
It was a retaliation thing. It was a bit of an arms war at our house. Things got from bad to worse.
Just, dear listener, this is an indication of Sam does not do things by halves, ever. Ever, can I just say.
It was quite amusing. But anyway, we still love each other dearly. And he had chewy porridge. But apart from that, the one that I always remember is that my daughter Poppy cracked one of my ribs once.
Oh, yeah.
While playing volleyball. That was wild. She punched me because I swore.
Yeah, and she told you not to swear. And what did you do?
Swore.
Exactly. And so she punched you.
Uppercut, bang. And the look on her face, because she knew straight away, because it went, and I went, oh.
That's so rough.
It was like weeks of. And every time you are sneezing with a cracked rib, that sucks.
That hurts, right? Look, we've got plenty of calls coming through. 1-300-468-911. Kelly in Tewantin. Family fails. What happened to you?
Mid to late 70s, my brother and I were playing totem tennis in the backyard. You know, the
ball
on the spirally thing?
Yep.
And I kept going, he's on my side, he's on my side. And he got on my side once too often, so I smashed his front teeth out.
Oh! You've given him fair warning, Kel. Play on, I say.
Absolutely.
You did warn him, Kel.
Yeah. And those rackets were hard. Those hard plastic rackets. They are dicey too.
Oh, Kel, thanks so much for your call. Grace in Mountain Creek, family fails. What happened?
Me and my brother were messing around in the toy area and he stabbed a pencil into my leg.
Yep. Yep, that happens.
I had to have surgery.
Oh, that doesn't happen so often. Okay, that's bad.
That's great.
What's your brother? How old's your brother?
12.
Okay.
Right. Just about to say 32.
Yeah, happened last Friday. All right, well, thank you for the call, Gracie. Brendan's in Richardor. Morning, Brendan.
G'day, how are we?
Good, mate. Now, what's the story? What family fail have you encountered?
I want to start by saying I'm not a huge fighter.
Okay.
But this day I was about 10, my brother was 14, having a bit of a fisticuff.
Right.
And mum decided to step in and break this one up, and I landed one on her chin.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, safe to say that mum was in tears, and I'm one of four boys and a younger sister, and I think there's been a proper fight since.
Nah. Oh, you would just feel terrible. I can imagine that moment.
Wait till dad gets home from work moment, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
Wow, Brendo.
But that would have been enough for you. Like, you landing one on your mum's chin, that would have just devastated you.
Yeah. I retreated
tail
between the legs.
100%. Yuck.
Wow.
You poor bugger, I can imagine that.
Thanks for your call.
I was only 10. Cheers, guys.
1-300-468-911. Keep your calls coming. My mum, 1 and 9, used to throw darts at her brothers.
Didn't have a dartboard?
Bend over, boys. Bullseye. Family fails. Keep your calls coming.